Welcome to the Trigator Podcast, where budgets are balanced, debt gets destroyed, and alligator expenses get fed before they bite. I'm your host, Nate Tanner. The Trigator Podcast is sponsored by Trigator. Go to Trigator.com and sign up for your free trial of the Trigator app to budget by paycheck, build your savings, and knock out debt. With Trigator, you can enjoy life more and worry about money less. Today we're going to talk a little bit about inflation. And I was at the grocery store just the other day, and while I was standing in line, I heard someone behind me just utter under their breath, they went, "Oh, inflation sucks." And I had to nod my head and say, "Yes, it does." And right now, unfortunately, we're in a time where we're having a massive inflation that is eating into all of our wallets and into our pocketbooks. And some of the places that we're seeing this the most is at the pump and at the grocery store, which is really tough, difficult for us because those are two places that we regularly go and that we need to kind of have as part of our regular lives. And especially at the pump, because that drives so much of other costs up. You know, if you think about it, if gas is really expensive, then getting goods from one place to another is going to go up and be more expensive because they got to make up that money from somewhere. And that's part of what's causing us to have this massive inflation, is that the gas prices are going up so high that it costs so much to get goods to moved around. So what I want to discuss today is a few ways that you can combat and fight this inflation as it's hitting all of us. Now, there are some things that we can't do. Inflation is here. It's not something that we can suddenly wish away. So we need to come up with a plan on how we're going to do things in our personal finances so that we can combat it and not have it destroy our budgets. So we're going to talk about a few of those ways, and some of them may seem hard, some of them may seem easy, some of them may seem obvious, but we want to discuss and create a plan so that we can combat this inflation as it's coming to get us. One of the first thing that I want to talk about is increasing income, because as we've talked about before, a lot of these things in personal finance are it's just simple math. This simple math is that there's a certain finite amount coming in and there's an amount going out, and how much you have left over is going to depend on those numbers. And it's not very complicated as far as math goes, but if more is going out because of inflation, one of the things that we can look to is how can we increase that income. And one of the positive things right now is that there is a need for a lot of work in the country right now. And there's opportunities to make more because there's more needs for workers. And whether that be through a side hustle or changing your primary employment to get more income coming in, that's up to you as far as what you want to do there. But one of the ways that you can combat inflation is by increasing your income through whatever means works best for you and your family. Now, that could, as I mentioned, mean changing your primary employment, because right now, even though wages aren't keeping up with inflation, because there is a labor shortage right now, wages are going up. And so there may be an opportunity for you to be able to change jobs and change companies and see an increase in income that way. Also, you can look for a promotion. You can look at to expand your skills and do different things to try to increase that income so that you can combat inflation with a higher income. The next thing I want to talk about is reducing the discretionary expenses. There's things that we spend our money on that we really don't need. There's things that we like. And what we need to look at is say, okay, what do we really need in our lives, and what sort of things can we reduce and not have to pay so much out for things that are maybe just for fun or that we don't really need. And that's going to help us to, again, it's reducing one of the sides of that scale where we have the finite amount of income coming in, and what we can control is the amount going out. And so if we can reduce that amount going out, then we can reallocate it into places that inflation is hitting us the hardest, like at the pump or at the grocery store. And I know that that's not the most fun thing, because we don't like to look at our budgets and say, what do we need to cut? What can we cut? And a lot of times we'll look at our budgets and say, we can't cut. when really there are things that we can cut, you know? I mean, shop around for cell phones, for example. There's plenty of places out there right now that you can shop around or look at even your existing plan to see if there's a different plan that you can reduce to. You know, there's plenty of opportunities within your budget if you find them. You just need to look and be willing to open up your mind and say, how can I find places to cut? Because if you ask your brain that question of how can I, as opposed to it saying I can't, you open up your mind to come up with solutions, because your brain, that's just how your brain works. If you come up with an how can I, then it's going to help you to determine and find those things. Like I said, you can look at your cell phone and see if there's opportunities to save on your cell phone expense. You can look at reducing things such as Netflix or Disney Plus or those TV, any of those quote unquote plus programs that there are out there, to see if you can, you know, cut back on some of those. You can also look to see, are there things that maybe you're not using that you're spending money on? Like, maybe is there a gym membership that you're not using like you should that you can cut out and save on? And instead of going to the gym, go on walks or go and buy some simple weights and get a simple app on your phone. You know, that because there's plenty of free apps out there that can do exercise and help you walk through. So look for different things, because there's plenty of ideas out there. You just need to go line by line of your budget and say, how can I reduce this? What can I do? Because you'll find that when you ask yourself that question, there are things that you'll be able to find. The next thing I want to talk about is shopping smarter. And we do that by looking at sales and looking at lower priced items. There are plenty of generic things at the grocery store that cost less than the name brand, and they're just as good. Flour is flour no matter where you get it. Sugar, salt, those things, they sometimes even come from the same source, just have that different label, and so they cost more. Okay, so look at generic for an option, and then also really look at sales, because there's a lot of opportunity when you're shopping for sales, and if you do your meal planning around sales, for you to be able to save money and not have that inflation hit you as hard. Okay. Also, when we're talking about paying at the pump, one of the things you can do is drive a little bit smarter. Now, for example, in my home, we have two cars. We have a van and we have a car. And when we use the van when we need to haul a lot of people. Okay. And if we're not hauling a lot of people, the van stays in the garage because it doesn't get as good as gas mileage as the car. But if we ever need to go on a longer trip to a destination that's further away, then we make sure that we take that car because it has better gas mileage and we're able to not have to pay as much at the pump. Another thing that you can look to do is consolidate your errands so that you're not running several places back and forth. Like, for example, try to get all your grocery shopping done on a Saturday and go to all your different stores and all your different errands in one trip, so that you're not going from home to a store, to home to a store, from home to a store, home to another place, because that's just going to eat at your gas budget. So drive smarter and try to consolidate those trips into one trip where you're out and about and being able to do things. Another opportunity that you have is to work maybe remotely more often than you did in the past. Some bosses will allow you to work remotely, and some companies now, especially this post-pandemic world where working remote has become a little bit more of an opportunity. See if you can discuss with your boss opportunities so that you can save a little bit of money on that gas so that you're not having to drive into the office quite as often. So just a few tips as far as driving smart. Now, one of the best things that you can do to combat inflation, in my opinion, is getting out of debt. So much money is spent on maintaining debt that if you can free up money from that debt, then inflation isn't going to hurt as bad, because you'll have that money and you'll be able to spend it in other ways and you won't feel that pinch and that burden that debt really has. So really focus on getting out of debt so that you can free up that money and use it where else, other places that it needs to be used. Because again, we have this finite amount of money coming in, and what you can really control is where that money is going out. And part of that control means paying off debt and getting out of debt so that you can control how much is going out to other people rather than staying in your wallet. All right, let's answer a few questions. First question is from Scott. He says, is it harder to get a mortgage as a single person? Scott, I wouldn't say that it's harder. I would say that it is a little different. Just that you have a single income that you're working with. So your buying power may not be as much as someone who has multiple incomes. Okay. If two partners are working and they are able to get a mortgage together, then they're going to have more buying power because they have more income. However, if you're a single person that makes a lot of money, then you're going to have that buying power that you need. So it's different in the amount of buying power that you're able to have based on that income. But it's not going to be harder. It's going to be looking at your credit score and all of those different things. And as long as you have good credit, good income, good work history and those things, you should be able to get a reasonable mortgage and be able to purchase a home. So one thing that you may want to think about though, Scott, is we've talked a little bit about investments. And one of the nice things about being single and looking at a home is the opportunity to get into maybe a multifamily home and purchase it and be able to create some income from that. For example, my brother-in-law purchased a fourplex and he was able to live in one of the units and get it as a primary residence, which gets you the interest rate of a primary residence and all of the perks of a primary residence. And then he was able to lease out the other three units and he was able to make a pretty nice income off of those three units and be able to pay for his mortgage where he didn't have a mortgage payment because his renters were paying the mortgage. So maybe something to think about as you're looking at opportunities, because when you buy it as a single person with a primary residence, then you're able to get that primary residence down payment, as I mentioned, the interest rate. And so just something to think about if you're single and looking for, looking to buy property, because that's a great opportunity that you have to not only purchase a home that you're building equity in, but that you're also able to leverage that into an investment. So good luck, Scott. Hope that you can work things out. Next question is from Lori. She says, should couples have separate bank accounts? Now, the word should there is an interesting one because I think that it's up to the couple. My wife and I, we do maintain some different bank accounts just because of the way that we work our finances. There are certain things that I pay for and certain things that she pays for. And she needs that separate bank account so that she can take care of some of the things that she pays for and helps to provide for our family in that way. So it's not necessarily that it's a necessity that yes, you should have a separate bank account, but you work with what you and your partner have agreed to do. Okay. Because what's most important is that you find something that works for you. There were a lot of years that my wife and I maintained just a single bank account for the two of us. And we were able to do it just fine and things worked out. We were on the same page financially and we were able to spend money as we needed to and appropriately. However, we've kind of merged and morphed into this separate bank account where we've switched over who pays for certain things, who has different responsibilities as far as paying for different items. So it's completely up to you and your partner on how things work best for you. And it kind of the one of the reasons that we do maintain those separate bank accounts is just because she has her work and I have my work. And that's, you know, the income that comes from those different duties that we have within the company and within our jobs. We like to have our own kind of separate things there so that we can take care of our responsibilities separately. So do you have to? No, we, for many years, as I mentioned, didn't. And we were just fine. And we've also done it the other way around where we've maintained some separate bank accounts. Now that doesn't mean that I have my money and she has her money. It's always our money. And we're always on the same page as far as money goes. And that's this key to having a strong financial relationship with one another is that it is our money, not one or the other's. So even if you have maintained separate bank accounts, remember that it is together money. All right. And our third question comes from Tammy. Tammy says, I owe $3,500 in credit card debt. Is there any way I can pay it off right away? Yeah, if you have $3,500. obviously, you can pay off credit card debt as quickly as you want, as quickly as you're able, okay? And what I would highly recommend, especially with that kind of a balance, is that you get rid of it as quickly as possible. And you may want to look into even a side hustle so that you can throw some extra payments in there. We've talked before about the debt snowball, where you're lining up your debts and you're paying them off in order. And we've talked about some snowflake payments where you're able to take a little extra money that's coming in, whether it be from a side hustle, a bonus, a tax return. Maybe you're able to go and sell some things on eBay or other sites, and you're able to throw that money at it. And I think that with $3,500 in credit card debt, if you put your mind to it and you think, how can I pay this off quickly? You'll be able to come up with solutions very quickly on how you can do that and get rid of that debt in a quick manner. So good luck, Tammy. Focus on paying it off quick. Like I said, even if you have to get a side hustle for a little while, I love side hustles. I was able to pay off $80,000 in debt because of side hustles. And it feels great to have that debt off my back. So I can tell you from experience, get rid of that as fast as you can so you can feel that relief. All right. Excellent. All right. If you would like to submit a question to the Trigator podcast, you can email us at podcast@trigator.com. You can post your questions on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Trigator. Or you can visit our website at trigator.com/podcast and submit questions there. We'd love to hear from you. We love to answer questions. Any question is a welcome question. Also, while you're out in the social media world, go ahead and like us on Facebook. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Trigator. And be sure that you subscribe to this podcast so that you never miss an episode. I want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Trigator podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Trigator. Go to Trigator.com to sign up for their free trial of the Trigator app to budget by paycheck, build your savings, and knock out debt. With Trigator, you can enjoy life more, worry about money less. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.